For Dürer, then just 26 years old, this work provided a showcase for his virtuoso skills. Shortly after setting up as an independent artist in Nuremberg, he was commissioned to paint this work by Friedrich III, Elector of Saxony, known as Friedrich the Wise. The altarpiece most likely hung in Friedrich's palace church at his residence in Wittenberg, the very same church where Martin Luther later nailed his 95 theses to the door, the event often taken as the start of the Protestant Reformation. The painting of the Seven Sorrows was intended to encourage silent prayer and devotion in the faithful. For reasons we don't know, it was moved at some point into the Cranach family workshop not far from the church. There, careful drawings were made of it, probably intended as detailed studies. While the painting was in the workshop, the panels were also sawn up into individual scenes. In 1588, Cranach's heirs sold the panels to the Electoral Art Collection in Dresden. In the course of the centuries, that collection developed into the SKD, the Staatliche Kunstsammlungen Dresden.